There were arrests in Los Angeles and Oakland and demonstrations in other American cities, but also in London last night, protesting the grand jury decision to not indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. In London, over 1,000 people held placards that read Black Lives Matter and No Justice, No Peace outside the U.S. Embassy. Ferguson itself was relatively peaceful last night. But was Natalie DeBose able to make her Thanksgiving Day commitments? Natalie is the owner of Natalie's Cakes and More on South Florissant Street. Her business was shut down when riots first erupted over the shooting last August. And this Monday, her shop was damaged. But both times, people came forward to help, including this time, what she calls 11 angels who helped her make deliveries today, and two strangers, Chris Foley and Dave Swingle, who started GoFundMe campaigns to raise money for her. And that's put her sort of in the middle of the debate over what's happening in Ferguson. Natalie is hard at work today, but stopped for a second to talk to us. Natalie, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, we're wondering if it's a happy Thanksgiving for you. First of all, take us back to when you realized that your window had been smashed. We understand a customer, a neighbor, called and said, you know, he witnessed people breaking it. What did that do to you?
I was hurt. I was just experiencing extreme anxiety as I got closer to the building, just to see the damage of the window and the product and supplies that was in there. I'm just being all covered with glass. I was just hurt.
Yeah.
I really was just hurt.
Well, I'm imagining also frightened because you had made commitment to people to get cakes and things to them on Thanksgiving. We know that there were two online GoFundMe campaigns that started for you. Neighbors called and said they'd come in and help. What did people do?
They just extended their arms of love through their words, through their finances, through their prayers, through their songs, their physical beings just coming in here with brooms and dustpans and bags. I actually had a guy just was driving, was in the area. He came over with the wood, and with some other guys on the street, they were able to board me up that particular night.
Well, this is what happened the first time in the summer when the shooting first happened. It wasn't as if your shop was damaged, but nobody was coming to it because it was at the epicenter of all these troubles.
Absolutely.
And you didn't have a customer for a couple of weeks. I know you went on a local radio station just to talk about it. What happened after that?
When I came back from that particular radio segment, there were a line of people at my door. And they said they didn't know. They didn't know that it was this bad, and they just wanted to help. They just wanted to help. And so for a couple of weeks, it was a consistent flow of traffic coming through the door. But then as the anxiety built up about the release of the indictment, the traffic kind of slowed off a little bit. There's just been kind of like an elevator motion going on.
This is what we're understanding, that this that has affected the mood in the city has directly impacted the businesses in the city. I want to ask you more about that, but let's continue the story, because did you make your orders today, and how did you get things out?
I've been up for about a little bit over 26 hours, so I'm a little tired. Mm. However, like I said, the volunteers, the calls, honestly, that's what gave me the strength to really get it all done, because I knew I had this reinforcement coming in this morning. I started with a few this morning around 5 o'clock because I had a few customers that needed to get on the road. The rest of the orders were done by my 11 angels that came in and handled it for me. So I'm just truly grateful.
Well, not only that, the two GoFundMe campaigns, we understand, have raised nearly $100,000.
Yeah, I'm still in amazement. I don't think that has even sunk in yet, because I've been on a constant flow from Monday night, from cleaning, coming back in Tuesday morning, cleaning up some more, not really getting an opportunity to bake till late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. It just hasn't settled in. And the young lady, Ms. Chris Froby and David Swingle, they keep in constant contact with me to let me know how it's doing, because I just don't have time to get on the internet and check it out.
You mentioned the two people who started GoFundMe campaigns for you. One of them is David Swingle. And, you know, that raises a question, as I know you know. He has been vehemently tweeting against the riots, in fact, blaming the riots on civil rights leaders like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. He's retweeted tweets that say things like, The only thing you people in Ferguson have managed to accomplish in all of this is to live up to the ghetto stereotypes. Congratulations. So he's on one side condemning the riots. On the other side, you have people like Jelani Cobb, who said, well, look, our country is rooted in a revolution, rioters overthrowing the British government. And this is what happens when people feel they have no other recourse. Here you are, smack in the middle of this. How do you feel about the people who damaged your shop?
I honestly haven't been able to think about that. That's the number one question that all the reporters are asking me. What would you say to the rioters that damaged your property? You know, what would you say? How do you feel? Honestly, outside of being hurt, I haven't been able to even think about it. Mm. My main priority here at my shop is that this is my only source of income. I have two children, an 11-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son that depend on me to make it for them. And if I can't work, then I can't provide a living for them.
Yeah.
And so my mind is not even thinking in that direction yet, because I'm trying to make sure the business is sustained so that my children are sustained.
Yeah. And this is a business that you built by selling cakes at flea markets to get the money to do it. And
yes, ma'am.
Putting one foot in front of the other.
Yes, ma'am. All the way down the line. Well, absolutely.
Well, and doing it as we speak to you. So you know what, Natalie DuBose, we're going to let you go to continue your work today.
Thank you so much.
She's the proprietor of Natalie's Cakes and More in Ferguson, Missouri, and she is delivering them as we speak to her. So, Natalie, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Have a great one.